Elizabeth Winship died this week at the age of 90. For more than three decades, she advised young people on relationships. Now, if her name doesn't ring a bell, perhaps her column will. Ask Beth ran in the Boston Globe for 35 years and was syndicated around the country. Fellow advice columnist Amy Dickinson has this appreciation.
I think the best advice is simply good advice. It's helpful, useful, and delivered with respect. Ask Beth's specialty was advising young people about relationships, sexuality, and sexual behavior. This is a tricky business because kids and teens are often misinformed or simply uninformed. Most of all, young people have an acute sense of intentions. They can sniff out a sermon. They'll close their minds to a parental lecture. They wrote to Beth and read Beth because she was smart, informed, modern, funny, and very much on their side. She was honest, compassionate, tactful, and most important, she was frank. No private part euphemisms for Beth. She called a penis, in a newspaper no less, years before the word would appear in other media. She validated the reality of homosexuality for young people who didn't have anyone else who would talk about it. She talked about sexually transmitted disease, birth control, abortion, attraction, and rejection. Beth knew how to salt her common sense with truly memorable writing. This is the stuff that gets clipped and posted on refrigerators or stuffed in an envelope and sent off to college. Listen to this. Here's how Beth encouraged a young person to flirt. "Look at all the things animals do to attract attention to a mate," she wrote. "The penguin, for example, lays a stone at his beloved's feet." Here's what she said to an anxious 16-year-old girl who had never been kissed. "Whenever you catch yourself thinking you're geeky or unkissed, change these adjectives immediately to smart, interesting, totally gorgeous, inside and out, and highly kissable." Beth's professional persona was, well, she was like the best kind of older sister, home from college, sitting with you at the kitchen table and ready to tell you the truth about things. Someone who could keep your secrets. I never knew Beth's real name. I never knew what she looked like, though I've always pictured her as pretty and pert, wearing a cardigan around her shoulders. I learned from her obituary that Elizabeth Winship was a New Englander to the core, educated at a boarding school in Vermont, followed by Vassar and Radcliffe. She studied psychology, and it showed, but her primary quality was her humanity. She delivered her wisdom with warmth, intelligence, and integrity, sparked by Boston Flint. She was the real deal, authentic, just how she advised millions of readers to be.
Amy Dickinson writes the Ask Amy advice column for the Chicago Tribune. It appears in 150 newspapers around the country. She was remembering Elizabeth Winship, the creator of the advice column Ask Beth. Winship died on Sunday. She was 90.